This is Akashvani. In the weekly program Current Affairs, now we bring you a discussion on water conservation and watershed yatra. The participants are Mukul Sanwal, environmentalist, and G.S.O. Kumar, former DG, National Mission for Clean Ganga. Moderator is Vishwamohan, senior journalist.
Union Minister Sivraj Singh Chauhan on 5th of February launched Watershed Yatra on the theme of Jal Laaye Dhan Nidhan, which means the water brings prosperity. So today we are going to discuss what all about this program is. We have with us Mukul Sanwal, he's an environmentalist, and also we have with us G. Ashok Kumar, former NMCG chief. This is the National Mission for Clean Ganga chief. So we will discuss with both Mr. Sanwal and Mr. Kumar about this program. My question is to Mr. Mukul Sanwal, what the program is all about and how will it help in conserving water?
The important thing about this program is that it looks at the future of India over the next decade or two decades. As the minister pointed out, the Prime Minister's vision of a developed country by 2047 has a number of facets to it. While most countries in the world have moved towards cities, the India's population is still rural, agricultural, and moving towards smaller cities rather than very large cities. So there will always be a strong base for agriculture research, agriculture, water, soil, and people's livelihood. So what he has basically said is that we need to look at two things, two programs or two sectors together. That is soil conservation and minor irrigation. Now, when we combine soil and water together, and we look towards watershed management or towards conservation of water, particularly rainwater, then we will find that the groundwater level will go up. He has given the specific example that earlier, wells, the water level in the wells was very high. Rivers were flowing. You could see the flow. Now you can hardly see a flow, and the depth of the water in the wells has gone down. So this is saying is that once we destroy our soil, because there is a relationship between moisture, soil, microorganisms, vegetation, once we destroy our soil, then it will be difficult to regenerate it. The second point he has made very forcefully is that what we need is community participation. It cannot be a government program. There is no private sector in this activity in the villages. So he has sought to mobilize the youth, sought to mobilize the panchayats, and the incentive he is giving is of award, a prize, that there will be an evaluation. The evaluation will also mean that the government of India will get to know who has done what, where things need further improvement, how to reshape this program for the future. And it is a two-year program.
Okay, Mr. Sanwal, before coming to you with the next question, I would like to ask Mr. Ashok Kumar, the former NMCG chief, about the importance of this kind of program. Mr. Kumar was instrumental in Catch the Rain Where It Falls campaign, which is also one of the water conservation campaign. So I would like to ask Mr. G. Ashok Kumar how it will be different from that program and how it will help in water conservation.
Campaign which you mentioned was Catch the Rain, with the theme Catch the Rain Where It Falls, When It Falls. Basically, a program with community participation to capture as much rainwater as possible. So this particular yatra, watershed yatra, is also a continuation of that theme of involving people and community for rainwater harvesting and improving the water table. Now, one very important aspect, commonality of these programs is involving people in a big way and going for decentralized storage of rainwater by building decentralized appropriate rainwater harvesting structures and also planning at the district and gram panchayat level. These were the common factors in the Catch the Rain campaign also, where we did almost 47 lakh structures, again with the involvement of the Rural Development Ministry. So it's a continuum of the program on emphasizing appropriate rainwater harvesting structures to improve the water table. One important aspect of this program is the emphasis laid on better water management practices for the agriculture, because it's high time we look agriculture through the prism of water. India uses maximum water at a very poor water use efficiency. If you increase the water use efficiency and probably conserve more water, our irrigation potential can be tremendously increased, and with the decentralized storage of water, we can get more janbhagidari, which the Prime Minister keeps on mentioning about it.
Now let's listen to a report from Akashvani Kohima correspondent Mary.
Nagaland joined in the nationwide launch of Watershed Yatra with a state-level program at the Directorate of Land Resources, Kohima. Addressing the event, Advisor Land Resources G. Ikato Jimomi stressed the need for collaborative efforts to address the challenges of water scarcity and land degradation. He reiterated the government's commitment to empowering rural communities and supporting community-based watershed management projects. Lauding the initiative, the advisor said this mass outreach program will help to ensure the sustainable use of water and land resources for the future generations. He said the department is implementing projects in 9 districts of Paren, Pak, Kohima, Mogokchung, Zuneboto, Woka, Kipri, Noklak, and Tuensang. Meanwhile, Director Land Resources Albert Muli highlighted the importance of the Yatra in the context of the state's unique ecological landscape. He encouraged every citizen to create awareness at both individual and community levels for sustainable utilization and management of natural resources. Key highlights of the event included felicitation of progressive farmers who have significant contributions to water conservation and sustainable agriculture, and experience sharing by a beneficiary of the PM Kisan Sampada Yojana watershed development component. The attendees also took a pledge for land and water conservation, reinforcing their commitment to environmental sustainability.
Thank you, Mary. Now, before I move to Mr. Sanwal with another question, in fact, to share with our listeners about the latest central groundwater reports, what it says about the status of the total availability of groundwater. If you look at the report, the total annual groundwater recharge in the country, in fact, marginally declined in 2024. And I will also ask this question to Mr. Ashok Kumar, why it happened when we have the catch the rain kind of campaign. And this decline was compared to 2023. And if we also look at the number of critical and overexploited assessment units, these numbers have also increased in 2024 as compared to 2023. Though water level has increased compared to the 2017-2018, but if we compare it with 2023, it's declined. So first, my question is to Mr. Sanwal, what other measures the government and even other stakeholders should take to improve the water level in the country?
You see, most important thing is awareness. We tend to ignore that as the rural population moves to cities, which is going to happen, the requirement of water per capita, per individual in the cities is much more than in the rural areas. We don't recognize water scarcity or the amount, extent we depend on water in the cities, you know, for cooking, for drinking, for toilets, for sewage. Everything depends on water. For India, the biggest problem in the future, as we just heard from Mr. Ashok Kumar, is going to be water. Now, as we move, there's going to be water scarcity. For example, the water from the Ganga Canal is coming to Noida and Greater Noida. That is the urban areas. As agriculture area declines, becomes urbanized, the water requirement shifts. Now, if we again go back 2,000, 3,000, 5,000 years, we see that the prosperity of India was based on the monsoon. Even with climate change, monsoon rainfall is not going to decrease. It is going to shift. It is going to be variable, but it will not decrease. So the biggest challenge, and this is the point the Prime Minister and Mr. Shivraj Singh Chauhan are making, is we have to capture the rainwater. We can call it in different names. We can give it different terminologies, different programs. But the basic idea of capturing rainwater is very critical. In this program, which Mr. Shivraj Chauhan has inaugurated, you are going down to the lowest level. You are saying every field. We need to have some kind of structures so that each field conserves water. The old talao, the old lakes, ponds are rejuvenated. There are bandhis to conserve the rainwater flow. It is not just that we need to build a dam or we need to store water. Any structure that impedes the flow of the water in the monsoon will lead to increased moisture availability and improvement of the soil. Now, this kind of decentralized effort is not just at the panchayat level, but at the individual and community level. Because unless it becomes a part of agriculture, we start looking, as Mr. Ashok Kumar said, water productivity or efficiency is very low. We don't take this into account at all, that there is likelihood of scarcity. What is the minimum water that our crop needs? Putting more water than is really needed. So a part of this campaign is also consciousness. Once we do this, once it's become part of life in the rural areas, the water table, the wells, the other structures will improve, and the requirements in the other parts of the country, that is the urban areas, will be met. So this balance will be restored in nature in some manner, which balance existed when everybody was in the villages, you were self-sufficient. Every village was self-sufficient for water. So that kind of balance that is required to be recreated in urban awareness, in the yatra. Yatra also means spreading awareness. Spreading knowledge of new programs at the micro level, at the field level, is also part of this program. So I think this holistic view with a long-term perspective, this program is 2 years, but the vision is long-term. What we are doing will benefit us later on. Okay. And I think that is the important issue.
Okay, Mr. Sanwal. We have a report from Akashvani correspondent. Let's listen in.
Deliberations on successful implementation of Watershed Yatra, a mass-level outreach campaign, has begun in Jharkhand. Watershed development activities, including Watershed Ki Panchayat, carried out under Watershed Development Component of Pradhan Mantri Krishi Sinchai Yojana 2.0 in Rania Block of Khunti District, have been discussed at the state level for defining the key objectives of this campaign. Water conservation, water recharge, and sustainable agricultural development is being promoted in the project area of Rania Block. The main objective of the Watershed Yatra is to increase awareness about water management in rural communities and ensure their active participation in the effective implementation of the scheme, which has started to take a mass scale. Necessary guidelines have been given to the officials of the concerned departments to ensure timely and effective implementation of all activities under the scheme within 60 to 90 days, so as to achieve the set goals of water conservation and agricultural development, meet the key objectives, implementation strategy, and various phases of the Watershed Yatra scheme. Shilpi, Akashvani News, Ranchi.
Before we move to Mr. Ashok Kumar with other questions. Mr. Ashok Kumar, I would like to know why, in fact, the Catch the Rain campaign and other water conservation measures initiated a couple of years ago, but still the water level has not increased the desired level. What is the reason and what could be the solution for it?
I have not seen the 2024 report, but 23 report definitely said there was an increase in water level, about 10% increase in many other places in 2023. So this campaign, which we started, Catch the Rain, was in 2021, involving all the states, almost 2.5 lakh gram panchayats of the country, and involving the entire whole of government concept, bringing in gram panchayats, agriculture department, urban area and all was there. So when there was a concerted effort to get a decentralized storage of rainwater, the water table has increased, as was seen in the report. So I'm not sure about the 2024 report, whether the water table has gone down. Now, one more thing which could be a factor would be the large more demand or lifting of the groundwater. So what happens is, India is one of the largest extractors of groundwater in the world. The next two positions are occupied by US and China, but we move groundwater than America and China put together. So that means the withdrawal of water from the ground for irrigation purposes, particularly agriculture purposes, is much more in India. So unless we replenish that water through rainwater harvesting structures or catch the rain campaigns, etc., suppose you're drawing 100 liters of water and putting only 50 liters of water, the water table generally will go down. So what we should do is, one, spread this message, as is rightly being done in this Watershed Yatra, involve the community and tell the community the importance of recharge, and that's where beginning has to be done. The second would be, we will ask to also look at the alternating the cropping pattern, because some of the agriculture in India has very low water use efficiency. To improve the water use efficiency, we should actually go for better irrigation methods, which is under the PMKSY, and also try to grow for the right crops. So some of the water intensive crops like paddy and all are being cultivated in areas which is not supposed to be doing it. See, again, if you notice, this Prime Minister had started this integrating the concept of whole of government approach, where water handling departments, many of them were brought together under the Ministry of Jal Shakti once, and then the water conservation campaigns are taken up through the urban development department, through the agriculture department, through the rural development department and Ministry of Jal Shakti. So getting the pooling the resources together, getting the government acting as one whole system and involving people would be the best solution to fight this problem. And also we have to see that the cropping pattern are also being to be adjusted accordingly to see that the water use efficiency improves.
Akashvani correspondent from had shared a report. Let's listen in.
Watershed plays an important role in Karnataka that has the highest percentage of dry land after Rajasthan in the country. Watershed program has helped raise water tables, brought degraded lands under cultivation, enabled farmers to diversify into higher value crops and horticulture, and raised agriculture productivity. The Watershed Yatra mass outreach campaign to create awareness about watershed development activities was launched across Karnataka on February 5th. Various activities were planned as part of the Watershed Yatra across the state. In Tumkuru, the Gram Panchayat had organized a essay competition, Rangoli competition and Jatha procession to familiarize the concepts of watershed as part of the Yatra. In Mandya, oath was administered to the members of Gram Sabha to popularize watershed programs. In Chikballapura, the Watershed Yatra saw participation from Gram Panchayat members and the regional heads of Krishi Vigyana Kendra, Watershed Development Department and villages. Watershed has increased water table, average milk yields have improved, household incomes have increased and improved the lives of people distressed by dry land farming. Sudhindra, Akashwani News, Bengaluru.
I have a question to Mr. Sanyawal. In fact, Mr. Ashok Kumar also, he just spoke about that farmers should opt for crops, the less water intensive crops. And what we have noticed that the water guzzling paddy is the most popular crop in India. And we also know that the agriculture sector is the biggest consumer of groundwater. So do you think we have to, in fact, incentivize farmers to move towards crop diversification so that they can opt for less and less water intensive crops, move towards millets, and this will also be instrumental in conserving water? What do you think about it, Mr. Sanyawal?
Very important issue here is the history of our irrigation system. When the British built the canals, take the upper Ganga Canal, the lower Ganga Canal in Uttar Pradesh, the idea was to cultivate sugarcane, cash crops. Similarly, in South India, they built the canal systems for paddy, the Punjab paddy. So the question is, and that irrigation from these large canals, large hydro works, was basically in inches of water. You irrigated a field up to a certain depth of water. It didn't matter what crop. It didn't matter whether it needed that kind of water, that amount of water. But that was the system because they wanted to push us into the cash crop economy. And they adjusted the taxation system, etc. in that manner. It is to the credit of the Prime Minister that for the first time, someone has asked the question that it is not just about increasing the acreage of these crops. It is also about productivity and it also has some link with the water availability. Now, over the years, since independence and before, during the colonial times, a certain pattern of agriculture has started developing. Even when the miracle rice and wheat was developed, it was water intensive. Now our scientists are going into developing crops that need less water, that are drought resistant. But it is taking time. But the beginning has been made that we need to question the existing system of agriculture, production, productivity, irrigation, linkage, and move away from the old system. Similarly, we just heard Ashok Kumar saying the groundwater. A huge part of the irrigation system was tube wells, massive machines, deep boring provided by government. Now, this will take time to change, but the important thing is that there is a vision that the future development of India will need to take this into account. And one part of this is also going into different crops like millets, which are dryland agriculture crops, which are drought resistant and which are more nutritious. Before the miracle wheat and rice so-called came to India, throughout our history, throughout our civilization, it was coarse grain, it was millets that sustained India. Very little diabetes. And then came this new miracle rice and wheat, which we needed at that time. Okay. Because our productivity had gone down. But now we need to question that pattern because a lot of time has gone by. We have to look towards the future. And the Prime Minister and the Agriculture Minister are asking those questions when they are going to the root issue, that is soil and water. As soon as you start talking of soil and water, you will next have come to crop. And then decide which crop, where and how much water.
Now, I would like to ask G. Ashok Kumar, not only the 2024 report of the Central Groundwater Board, but also the previous reports. It says that percentage of overexploited and critical administrative units are more than 25% of the total units in certain states like Delhi, Haryana, Punjab, Rajasthan, Tamil Nadu, and some other states. And if we look at the states in Northwest India, which primarily produce paddy. They also produce wheat, but they also, though the water is not available in Northwest India as much as it is available in East India or Eastern UP, Bihar, West Bengal, but still paddy was introduced in Northwest India. So keeping this in view, what would you like to suggest specifically when we have seen that the climate change is also affecting the cropping pattern, the productivity, and also the total output? And for this, the Prime Minister, in fact, has been propagating for going for the climate resilient crops like millets. So what would you like to say about this? And what would you like to, in fact, tell the farmers to deal with this kind of situation?
It's very interesting topic. Actually, there was a time when we were having food shortage and starvation and all. Then it was right time to go for a green revolution and then push for the paddy cultivation in Punjab and Northwest states. And then the irrigation system was also there. And the farmers, they were the real annadada for India. Then India came out of that poverty of food trap. And now we have sufficient food with us. So it's time that we start to look at what is the type of crop we should go. Most of our godowns are overflowing with grains, and we have more than 2-3 times the requirement of the grain stored in this granary, and probably some of them are rotting away. So it's high time that we encourage farmers to go for a different type of crops which are not water intensive. Now there are one or two points I would like to add here. One is that we have to invest in improving the irrigation system. The old irrigation systems of flooding the field and leaving it there, and is one system which is creating taller water usage loss. Second is this free power is also a reason where the farmers are using to the motors without any commission to lift up water, as much water as possible. And third very important aspect we should do is the campaign which we make about more crop per drop. I would like to make tweak it a little bit and say that we should now try to move away from more crop per drop to more net income for farmer to the per drop. Because ultimately, it is the money that matters. In the monetized economy, it's not how many bags of paddy or wheat you have produced that matters. How much money you get out of it. And again, it is not the money you get out of it. It is the net income what you get out of it. So the slogan should be, my suggestion is that now we should change from more net income per from the old one or traditional one is about more crop per drop. And second, another important aspect of water usage is we have to look at various aspects of the water conservation, the reuse, reduce, recycle concept, as well as the respect for water. There are a lot of technologies available where we can reuse the water by after appropriate cleaning. Reuse of treated water. If reuse of treated water in urban area, in peri-urban areas from the treated water of the sewage, the water lifted from the ground can also be reduced. So you have to address various issues like reducing the water usage, use of treated water in for agriculture purposes, and then multiple use of water is also a possibility, improving the irrigation water, and moving from the paradigm of more crop per drop to more net income per drop would be a incentivizing for the farmers too, and that will help us in reducing the water stress.
Now let's listen to Akashvani correspondent's report.
Minister Javed Amardar, while speaking at the flag-off ceremony of the Watershed Yatra, highlighted the growing environmental concerns due to urbanization and industrial expansion. He emphasized that the development should be accomplished only in consensus with the ecological balance. He urged upon the people to become part of the Yatra for their contribution toward protection of our environment against more degradation. He stressed the urgency of preserving natural resources, particularly water bodies and forest cover, to mitigate the effects of climate change and ensure sustainable growth. The minister also said that the Watershed Yatra is a significant step towards a better future. He urged upon the students and local communities to actively participate in environmental conservation. On the occasion, the minister also flagged off Watershed Yatra van that will traverse 2400 km across J&K, reaching our 5 lakh residents through interactive workshops, community activities and awareness drives. The campaign, running until March 1, 2025, will conclude in Jammu, showcasing advanced techniques in watershed conservation, soil health enhancement and rainwater harvesting. So far, the Watershed Yatra covered Samba and Udhampur districts of Jammu Division and witnessed massive gatherings of participants, and celebrations were marked by vibrant cultural programs featuring Nukkad Natak's, songs, speeches and other performances that highlighted the importance of watershed development and environmental conservation. The primary aim of this campaign is to encourage public participation and raise awareness about watershed development under the watershed development component of the Pradhan Mantri Krishi Sanchai Yojana 2.0 across all states and UTs in India. The Watershed Yatra is not just an awareness drive, it is a moment to inspire communities to adopt watershed development practices and contribute to the national goals of water security and agriculture sustainability. This is N. Gulshan Rana for Akashvani News from Jammu.
Mr. Sanwal, while launching this program, Sivraj Singh Chauhan also spoke about incentivizing various states to construct those structures which can conserve groundwater. So what do you think, who can maintain those kind of structures, since it is a community-led, community-driven programs? So will the community would be able to protect those structures for water conservation?
This is a very important question. We need to look back at our state of our villages throughout the country. There was, even in colonial times, before colonial times, there was just community participation, village level community structures, maintenance, everything. Even in colonial time, there were some disturbance. But throughout our civilization and history, the villagers have looked after themselves because they were not interconnected in the manner they are today. So Mr. Sivraj Chauhan has picked up this point, because what he is saying is that these structures will be very small structures. They will be field level structures. They will be bandhis, as he calls them. They will not be, the word earlier used was check dams. Dam means some kind of civil masonry work and a biggish structure. But bandhi has always been used as something very small, very local, and linked to the farmer's field, linked to the community in the real sense of a village level work. Nothing that needs outside interference with a mason or a construction or any equipment. That is one. Two, the idea of incentivizing the project, of incentivizing the Gram Panchayat, is revolutionary, because he has said that something like 177 panchayats will be selected, they will be given 20 lakhs, and I'm setting aside a certain sum of money. Now, I think this is something new that is being tried, and I think it will succeed. We have contests at the urban level, but I think this is the first time that there is some kind of contest or prize for the panchayat level. And it is very important, because this will enable, when the evaluation comes, they will surely see what is the maintenance arrangement for these structures, these small structures. And once they take that kind of approach, the message will spread. Okay. Remember, this is an yatra. It is not one event. It's a two-year plan. And there are these incentives and prizes. So I think this combination, which Mr. Sivraj Singh Chauhan has thought about, is going to add a new dimension to the way we look at panchayats and the way we look at these problems, which are really micro-level problems and solutions.
So now my question is to Mr. Ashok Kumar. In fact, Mr. Kumar has been instrumental in community-driven projects during the Ganga rejuvenation programs. So do you think the community can play an important role in this efforts as well?
Definitely. The panacea, I would say, is involving community, because unless we get people participation in the program, no program can succeed. And particularly the very commonly used resource like water can be managed and sustained only and only with the community participation. I'm very convinced about it. Now, earlier when the surface water was much used, there were times when all the villages used to come together to repair the canals or deepen the tanks to increase the water holding capacity. That has slowly felt in disuse because of the individual irrigation system which I have started. Because earlier the surface water irrigation was more, and now we have moved into this tube well and borel irrigation, which is more of an individual system, and with the free power available in many places, they are also drawing water with impunity. So unless we make the community responsible, the tragedy of commons will strike, because anything is common, no, it's nobody's job. So we have to involve community in ensuring that the water is preserved, and there are good examples where, like in Hivre Bazaar and other places in Gram Panchayats, like Lopuria ji or in Lakshman Singh ji, where they manage the community to come together, decide on the water management, who will do what type of crops. They have actually planned the water usage in those districts. That has helped the revival of water. So community participation and community involvement is the only solution for improving the water resources in the country. And the government and the Prime Minister has realized that.
Thank you, Mr. Kumar. In fact, Mr. Sonowal and you, both of you, brought a very important point, and we all together can conserve water.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on water conservation and watershed yatra. The participants were Mukul Sanwal, environmentalist, and G. Ashok Kumar, former DG, National Mission for Clean Ganga. Moderator was Vishwamohan, senior journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.